Perrot interrupted.
He's not really talking about a live snake. The eye of the serpent is a stone, like a pigeon egg, but it is green.
The aged hog showed her snaggled teeth and an ugly grin.
No, young missy, you see, I've never seen such a thing. Why do ye seek it?
Skipper interrupted, still playing his role as the rough bully.
If you've never seen it, then what does it matter to ye what we want with it, eh?
At the rear of the ledges, Dwink noticed a number of large pottery urns covered by woven reed mats.
What's in those big vases, ma'am?
Blood Apis sounded evasive.
Nothing, young sir, nothing, you see.
Formal clambered to the back of the ledge. He heaved one of the urns out.
Nothing? You say, ma'am? Then let's take a look at what nothing looks like.
He took off the covering, revealing a quantity of scented amber liquid. Dipping in a sturdy digging paw, the mole licked it, licking his lips. He smiled.
It tastes girdly sweet.
Their captive hastened to explain.
It's what a queen lives on, you say. I need no other food but that. I make it from bee honey. Try some. It's a very pleasant, you say.
She pointed to a number of beakers nearby.
Please, I know you'll like it. 'Tis quite harmless and delicious to drink, you see.
Skipper set out five of the beakers, but he filled only one from the urn, placing it before Blood Apis.
There you are, missus. If that stuff's quite harmless, then let's see you drink it.
Without hesitation, the skinny old hog took a sip from the beaker. She was about to put it down when the formal held a paw under the vessel.
Yer, drink it all, Luke, like a good beast. Come on, marm.
They watched as Blood Apis happily drained the beaker.
More, please. I like it, you say.
Perrot giggled.
Well, there can't be much wrong with the honey drink if she can swig it down like that.
The squirrel maid filled all the beakers by dipping them in the urn. Dwink took a sip, proclaiming,
Great seasons! This is delicious! What did you say this was made from, ma'am?
Just honey from my bees and fresh spring water. Naught else, you say?
Replied Blood Apis, raising a full beaker.
But 'tis not to be zipped, you say. The right way is to drink it in one go, like this.
The curious old hedgehog drained the beaker with a single draught, smacking her lips as she cackled.
Just like that, you say.
Her four guests did likewise, each giving their verdict.
Boer, you'll have to tell I the recipe for ye honey drink, ma'am. Old Cork Snout would enjoy it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've never tasted anything like it.
I told you, Perrot. Absolutely delicious, eh, Skip?
The Otter Chieftain refilled all five beakers.
You can say that again, young Dwink. A real pretty drop of stuff. Well, mates, good health to one and all.
They quaffed their drinks down swiftly. Dwink took the beakers.
My turn now. Oops!
He chuckled as he dipped the drinking vessels into the big urn.
Nearly toppled in. That'd be a good idea. It'd save having to fill these beakers up. We could all jump in for a drink.
The drinks were downed with alacrity. Skipper refilled them, commenting,
You're sure it is only made honey and spring water, missus? Nothing else?
Nay, naught but honey and spring water, just as I said, you say.
Blood Apis topped them up again. Perrot took a good swig. She blinked owlishly, staring into the urn.
Funny and string daughter, eh? Very nice.
She hiccuped as she supplied them with more.